Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. And if you're like me and just about everybody else, I was at a gathering of friends last night. We had a party. Anything that's going to be high calorie, should I use that profane combination of words, high and calorie, you're gravitating to it like crazy. And so often after you do something like that, you just feel so guilty. You say, oh, I should never have done it. At the same time, psychologically, you're saying, boy, it was worth every bite. I just loved it. We're all going to be, on one level or another, anxious to be able to get ourselves into shape. And the guest that I have today, Teresa Tapp, her marvelous book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, when I first heard about it, which was this fall we met, I thought, oh, yeah, I get so much material, it's unbelievable. But I'll tell you what, you're in for a surprise. This is something that can be done. You can do it. I am working on doing it right now. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You know, Teresa, when I met you a couple months ago, I meet so many people that are wanting to be on the show. They're talking about fitness. And we all know about the weights, and we all know about zipping the lips and, you know, eating carrot sticks and inhaling a lot of hot air and running ourselves ragged to try to keep in shape. You have totally gone the opposite. But before we get into that, I want you to tell us about your personal story, because you've been involved with Keep Tap, the development of this, for a number of years. This isn't make-believe. There's a science behind it. But you started with a journey, a very personal journey. Tell us how that began.
Yes, indeed. Well, it all started first when my mother died. I was 6 years old, and she had died from cancer, and she had gone through 2 years of chemo and radiation. And as a young girl, I watched my mom going through those treatments, not understanding much except that whatever you put in your mouth affects your body on the outside. Her hair would fall out, or she'd have sores on her body. Of course, today I understand chemo and radiation. However, I was on a mission to, when I got older, to save the world from cancer. Nobody should have to go through that. And my mom taught me lessons when you're, you know, simple at 6 years old. You remember those life lessons forever, that there's always a positive in every negative situation. And as you go through that, if you focus on the positive, not only will you gain from it, you'll be able to share it and help others. Well, that first challenge came when I was in high school, my last year. And as a teenager, my scoliosis, curvature of my back, which is a common thing. A lot of people have some type of a curve in their back. But we were in a little PE class learning how to do backward somersaults on a balance beam. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that if you have a curve in your back, you're not going to stay on a straight line. And I slid off while I was doing the backward roll. Well, in today's world, that would mean send the child to the nurse, get an MRI, x-rays, liability. But back in yesteryear, if one would fall off a piece of equipment, I always say when I'm publicly speaking, what do they make us do? They made us get back on and do it again so we wouldn't have fear of falling off the equipment. Well, the first time I slid off, they didn't realize I had chipped three of my vertebrae. So the second time I did it, those broken bone fragments cut into the muscles along my spinal column. And now I not only had excruciating pain, I was partially paralyzed. Well, let me tell you, the positive in that negative was that pain is the absolute best teacher to create body awareness. Talk about mind-to-muscle connection. I totally understood the importance of body alignment and how to position one's body to alleviate pain. And by trial and error and God's blessing, I learned how to move to get immediate relief and how to sustain that and strengthen the muscles along my spine before I was educated in all of the modalities and biomechanics, etc. So when I went into university, I first started off in cancer research using my creation of movements that were helping my back feel better to help cancer patients offset the edema and the side effects of the necessary treatments they have to take, the swelling of the tissue, the grain, your hair falling out. And so there's a sequential nature to these exercises I created, and they're all done without weights. It's all about the body, knowing how to move it like a machine. So I was wise beyond my years because I had a higher sense of understanding of how the body worked prior to the medical community even knowing what a lymphatic system was. It used to be called, when I was in pre-med, it used to be called a circulatory system. So I went through my university years in pre-med and ended up with a teacher's degree in exercise science and physical, like rehabilitative exercise training. And off I went to Europe. Never planned on being in the fashion industry, but I have this uncanny ability whenever I look at anybody, all I see are bones and muscles. I can see right through the outside of the skin to see the inside. I don't know. It's a God-given gift. And so that really helped the big-time fashion industry because I knew what a girl would look like in 10 years and where they would gain weight. And so that helps them to maintain somebody that they train to be a fashion model to at least get 10 years out of them. It's just like a football player. You got to have that quarterback for 5 to 7 years, and then you start to get the aches and pains and somebody else is faster. Except in the fashion world, you start to get wrinkles, and then they just go next. But while I was in Europe, the reason I took that post was because I understood German, and in those years, in the early 80s, the German athletes were pretty much winning all of the events, except we had an expert swimmer called Mark Spitz. But because I had these crazy theories and could talk all of this modalities of exercise movement, I was able to work not only in the fashion industry by day, I got to work at what's called the Bundesliga, which is like the Olympian-level athletic institutions in Germany, in Hamburg. So while I was there, and I got to exchange with scientists on how to increase cardiac performance without jumping. And they would listen to my ideas I got to share, even though they had so much more alphabet after their name, I got to interact and put the test to all of these moves to where I realized that you only need to do 8 repetitions to build more muscle density, greater bone density, and cardiac function to improve while lessening inflammation, which today's buzzword, that's why Dr. Perricone gets it, is that the workout I've created not only doesn't tear the muscles where you have to take a day off like weight training, it not only offsets muscle imbalance so that all of your muscles are equally strong and flexible, it actually eliminates inflammation within the tissue. A lot of exercise obsession will create inflammation into the tissue, and that's why you'll hear of high-end athletes who all of a sudden fall over dead with a heart attack. Now, this workout, it's designed to help the body help itself. It's more than just calorie consumption. So after I was in the fashion industry and was treated quite well and I got very comfortable, God had his master plan for me to get back and start working with real people to help real people get real results. And so in 1992, I retired, came back, and worked with the medical community. And I basically was working with anorexics, bulimics, and rehabilitative lower back, hips, and knees, all the inpatient referral from the industry. And at the same time, I was turning away the infomercials, turning away the commercialism, because I knew in the science world, if I just took this and did an infomercial, I'd make tons of money, but it would lessen the impact, because I didn't want to just make a buck. I wanted to change the face of the fitness industry to approach muscle movement in a different way so that everybody could be empowered as how their body works so that for the rest of their life that everyone could have the ability to not just look better but feel better and keep pain at bay. And so it took me a longer walk, so I took the walk instead of running right in front of the camera because I wanted it to be in a book. I wanted it to be in schools. TTAP is accredited at university level, and it's now, I'm very happy to let you know, you're the first to be able to share with your listeners, is that TTAP is in the elementary schools K through 5 in 2 states. My mission is to get this across the nation in the kids so that they can do these 2-minute moves right by their desk. It's being called the Tai Chi of the Western world. And it's all in the book. So for the price of the book, a person has the map and the ability to understand. I think I keep it simple enough for understanding, but I don't keep it simple stupid. It's more motivating when you see how fast you get results with this workout, but it's even more so when you feel it. As soon as you do one of these moves, you know that you feel the difference. Didn't you feel the difference?
Oh, yes. And one of the things that impressed me so much was, one, as you said, it was not doing a whole bunch of repetitions, but two, you have the DVDs. Now, for me, when I used one of the DVDs, I thought, this is good. But I am so intrigued with your explanations. And I saw your seminar that you have on the DVD, and I really liked your approach with people, because one of the things that you emphasize over and over again is that in becoming fit, you don't need to kill yourself. What you need to do is to learn how to do the movement, and if you can only do it one time, wonderful. You do it well that one time, and as you're able to, then you increase, but you never go beyond the 8 repetitions. And you can have a workout in 15 minutes, and I just was quite surprised at how I felt muscles I didn't know were there.
Isn't it amazing? I think the human body is amazing. That's the miracle. The
it
miracle
is
our body. TTAP is just the knowledge. It's more than a workout. It's the knowledge and understanding how you can move to maximize the muscle movement. And you're right. You only go to your best ability. If somebody's best ability is just 4 repetitions, then that's okay. They're going to get the same results as somebody who's doing the full 8 to their best ability, which is why in the fitness world, when I first came, they thought I was nuts, because in traditional fitness, the stronger you get, you add more reps and you add weight. And in TTAP, the stronger you get, the less you have to do it to maintain the results. This workout will work for a triathlete, and it will work for grandma post-heart attack who has to take baby steps. And the very same 15-minute workout will challenge the body, warm it up, put it into proper body alignment, and help it maximize its metabolism, which that's unheard of. And so I took it to different institutions and got wired up. And right now it's going through substantiation studies at the kinesiology department at University of San Francisco State. And interestingly, Dr. David Ian Anderson, who heads that department, he got it. Why? Because he had the same lower back injury when he was in university playing rugby, when he thought he was going to be a rugby star, and then ended up being a professor and now has his PhD in kinesiology and heads the department. But he could feel, he understood it, because so often we don't understand the body until we hurt or lose that health, right? And then we start to take better care of ourselves.
Yeah, it happens too frequently. Now, I was so impressed with the fact that you're involved with it. You just don't talk the talk. You're walking the walk. You have a gorgeous figure. You're excellently fit. But you are very down to earth, and you don't try to claim that you follow this magical diet or whatever. What you say is, go ahead and start this program. Start TTAP. Do the exercises. And don't worry about what you're eating. Don't change anything, and see the tone evolve. Now, I have shared this already with a few people from what I've been able to review and from the little bit of experience that I've had, because I'm doing this myself. I told your associate, Kitty, I said, I want to really try this out. Now, I'm not going to say I've lost any inches or anything like that at this point, because I haven't done it long enough to be able to make that statement. But I can make this statement, and that is, that I am aware more than ever, and I have good posture, but I am aware more than ever of how I'm walking. And when I'm out walking my dogs every day, when I'm anywhere, I am more consciously present with my own posture, which has always been important to me. I've always known how important posture is, and that's something that really makes a difference with people when they're working. We don't realize when we're sitting at a computer, we're slouching, that we're we're going into this, what I call the dump forward look. We wonder why our backs hurt us, our shoulders hurt us, our neck, we ache, we're miserable, we have no energy. You have moves that someone can go into the ladies' room or the men's room and just do this 1 minute, and there's an increase in the benefit to the body. And this is something, once you've done them enough, and I find myself doing this, it's a couple of moves, and whenever I think of it, I'll go ahead and I'll do them. It takes me 1 minute. And I'm
exactly.
Saying, this is cool. This is really nice.
Exactly. It's not more is better. No, less is more. And you can do a 1 minute here and a 2 minute there, and just knowing how to stand while you walk. Like you said, I believe in the posture power as well, but talk about reconnecting mind to muscle. TTAP is a left brain, right brain, mind to body workout, which it really helps keep our brains and bodies connected. And so that mind to muscle and your posture, that whole posture, I tell everyone, is the spine, is your pipeline of your brain to your body. And if we want to keep Alzheimer's at bay and keep our bodies healthy so we can have quality of life as we get older, we've got to keep the pipeline open so that the brain can send those transmissions through the spine and out to our fingers and toes, and then we won't have the muscle atrophy or the deterioration of bones. If the muscles stay active and support that spine, and our posture stands up, that mind to muscle, that's our metabolism, not dieting. You know, food, I love food, good food and wine, and I'm a happy girl, especially with friends. That's why I enjoy holiday time. But it's not about what we eat so much. Exercise, in scientific labs, they always say if you could only pick one or the other, the most important thing to do is exercise. Well, obviously, if we eat good food or try to eat right and do exercise, that's the win and the ultimate. But I totally, like you said, focus on just moving the body because our bodies are designed to move. Walking is the very best exercise there could be. It's left-right brain, but when you walk the TTAP way, see, TTAP's more than the workout. The 15-minute workout, yes, is in the book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, but it's the know-how you learn to apply TTAP techniques while you walk, while you sit, while you walk your dog, while you shop, while you stand in line. And to me, that's the empowerment of oneself. To maximize our own brain-to-body connection, just knowing how to tuck till the tummy tightens, lift the ribs, which repositions the shoulder. It's exciting to me that it's not that difficult. It's common sense. Once you read the book, didn't you feel like a lot of it was common sense?
Yes, and what I like about it is that it can be done anywhere. You only need about 4 square feet of
Correct.
Space on the floor to do it. There's no jumping, and this is something I have a number of friends. I've known people that have gone through serious injuries. I have one friend, a male, who has had serious, serious knee surgery. And this is a guy that he can't exercise. I mean, if he can go out and do golf, that's amazing. So, but this is something that just about anybody could do. And let's speak to knee injuries for a minute, because part of what you're doing, like you have lunges that you do, but they're nothing like the typical lunges that people are often taught to do. This, everything is actually a gentle movement, but you have designed it so that the muscles do the job. The body weight of the individual is the leverage. Talk to us for a moment about people that have real sensitive knee injuries.
Okay. A lot of people who have very poor knees, health of knees, a lot of inflammation, is due to muscle imbalance from repetitive postural position. Or a lot of it, they walk like a duck with the toes outward at an angle while their knee goes forward, and that creates different muscle activation on the inside of their knee versus the outside of their knee. If you think about it, if your toes are outward and your knees go forward, that's a twist in the knee that's unnatural. And then it creates that the inside of the knee is tighter and the outside of the knee is too loose. So then if anything happens, you're gonna totally break down all of the cartilage in between and have all kinds of issues down the road. Fallen arches, you get plantar fasciitis, it all starts at the knee is what happens then on the foot. So KLT is one of the first techniques that my professors, they thought, where in the world are you getting this? Because it was so foreign. So you can imagine when I was 19 years old trying to tell my professors that there's a better way. But with anyone out there listening, if you have poor knees, what you need to think about is get the weight off the ball joint of your big toe when you're standing while you walk. And as soon as you think to push your knees towards, just push a little towards your little toe, you're going to feel the arches within your shoes of your feet lift and the pressure coming off the ball joint of the big toe. Traditionally, as we're walking, we use that ball joint and press off on it, and it flattens the arch, but it twists the knee to the inside of the big toe. And what I do in T-tap is want to activate the muscles equally from the knee to the ankle. So as soon as you push knees out, you're going to feel a stabilization, a more muscle activation happening in the ankle, as well as the knee to stabilize the knee more central. So, and then as soon as one achieves greater strength and flexibility and the knees get past the little toes and they feel like they're on the edges of their feet, then I have them press down that ball joint of the big toe and lift the big toe, and you'll feel the activation go all the way up the calf and stabilize the ankle. So everything step by step. I take the time within the workout to have an instructional DVD that's 30 minutes long, that's an actual workout, and then the workout without instruction is only 15 minutes. I really do take the time in the book as well as in the DVDs so that everyone understands the reason why and how. Not just follow along, no, why and how to do it and why you're doing it, so that you totally get the concept, so that you can duplicate that concept even when you don't have me and a video or a trainer with you. You can do it wherever you're at. So when you're going upstairs, because stairs are scary for people with bad knees, you step on that stair, try to make sure your toes are forward, not out, and then as you lift your body on the stair, that's how stairs work, push the knee out as it's supporting your weight and feel the difference. And at the same time, it strengthens your knee, and you lose a little inches in the tummy, and you firm and uplift the derriere at the same time.
Wonderful. Now, you also have addressed a challenge, a situation that I think is so important, and I was so impressed by the women and the men. I mean, the women are really getting onto this quickly, but the guys are even beginning to pay attention, which I think is awesome. I think you're accomplishing a great deal with it. With the women, you have had women that have been as large as almost 400 pounds, which is very obese.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying to these people, gee whiz, you're a fatty, this is not going to happen, blah, 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 you're not going to be able to do anything, starve yourself to death, that's not what you did at all. And I've listened to the testimonies of these women, and they are so thrilled with the results because they didn't have to go through surgery. They haven't gone through a lot of this stuff that so often is promoted on television. And their self-esteem, the inches are coming off. They are feeling so good about themselves. You had one woman that did go through the bariatric surgery, but she had already started using the T-tap. She started seeing results even before she went into the surgery, but she had taken off like 100 pounds almost.
Exactly.
And it was, I mean, this to me was so meaningful because in my work, when I'm speaking or interacting with different people, I see so many. I see young kids. I see mature adults, and they're miserable. And they don't feel like they can do any exercise. And I'm watching on your DVDs, and you have a special program for people that they may have a physical disability or they are carrying an excessive amount of weight. And you go through it with them, which I think is marvelous. And in 15 minutes, they can do it. And these women were seeing results. And they're continuing to see results. And they're feeling so good about themselves. One woman who hadn't been able to run with her child did it one day. And her little girl was astonished because her mother had barely been able to move before.
I know, isn't that wonderful? The freedom to be and to move and to feel, just to feel good. When one has more to lose, I call it T-tap more, it's four repetitions, but it's so specific they get even more maximized muscle. But it's really heartbreaking. At first, when I worked at Cleveland Clinic was when I first introduced TTAP more and worked with these large people. They really didn't think that the people of size would relate to me because I'm not that big. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because I had that lower back injury and the pain, then I understand on body alignment that when one is obese, their shoulders are compressed, their spine is compressed, their knees hurt, their lower back hurts. So I understand the pain. I can help transmit that knowledge and understanding on getting the body alignment so the pain goes away. Boy, when the pain goes away, it's a high. And to see the light bulbs go off and the vibrancy come into those people's eyes, it made my heart soar. And so I made that program, the TTAP More program, is just an elaboration of TTAP. But in the TTAP More DVD, I teach those of size how to get up off the floor, how to get out of a chair, how to go up the stairs. So when that lady lost enough weight to play with her daughter, she told me what a thrill it was that she could be on the floor playing and be able to get up. Because those of size, oftentimes, when they get down, they can't get up by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's freedom to be, to move, to be able to look better and feel better. But what's interesting is those of size, the TTAP builds more muscle. Dr. Perricone said he recommends TTAP if you want to make muscle, to have bone density and muscle. And it's because TTAP builds muscle density, not muscle bulk. You get long, lean fibers, but the best way to equate it, why people lose clothing sizes so quick and inches so quick, is that when you build muscles that are dense, they act like girdles. So you immediately will see inches drop, like cinch in, uplift, tighten, and tone, but you may not see the scale move. But your pants and your clothes will fit better, and your dress and your top. And so these people of size, one lady lost 4 clothing sizes and 7 pounds. I told her, well, you obviously didn't have much muscle before, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Because the muscle cinched in, and then eventually muscle burns fat for fuel. When I've gone on TV and people tell me, oh, no, you can't target tone, or you can't spot reduce, I go, well, my man, if a pretty girl walks by, he can spot reduce his tummy 6 inches in 60 seconds. And I've used the tape measure. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is suck it in, measure tape shows, and I'm like, well, honey, if you just keep it in, then the muscles would be dense, and that girdle strength is what I do within the TTAP workout, so then you don't have to suck it in. It automatically cinches in, whether it's your legs, your arms, your bosom uplifts, the chest. It's incredible how quickly the body will snap to if you reconnect the mind to muscle by body alignment, opening the channel through the spine out to the fingertips and toes. And because I always use 5 to 7 muscles at the same time, it's called comprehensive and compound muscle movement. So you're using multiple muscles, full fiber. So when I try to explain to people, it's not just isometrics, it's the combination of leverage isometrics as well as large muscle movement. So your muscles are tight, but you're going to learn how to activate them where they attach on the bone, so that when you go through the movement, you're going to get density, not bulk, which will stabilize the joint, help alleviate pain, or prevent injury. But for the rest of it, it'll make your clothes look better because you create your own girdle. Don't have to buy spandex.
It is absolutely amazing. It's the first thing I've seen in a long while. I mean, I've got in front of me a picture of Barry Brandenstein.
Oh, yeah.
And she was 73 when she started your program, and she looks like a million bucks. And she just feels fabulous. You have a picture of an 82-year-old grandmother. You would never know she was 82. She looks like she's in her 20s. She's got a fabulous figure. And this is not, folks, this isn't just an instantaneous thing that, this is it, it's going to fix it. What it does, it enables you, the TTAP method enables you within 15 minutes. And once you do it for, let's say, 4 days, then you can go every other day. But there is so much information and knowledge you need to get Teresa's book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. You can go to her website, TTAP, and you can do it one of two ways. You can just go TTAPP.com, TTAPP.com, or you can go T-TAPP.com. She has got so much information on that website. Go on in. If you'd like to start your new year without frustration, with something easy to do that you can incorporate into your life, just like brushing your teeth, you want to be able to do this if you're a business person, male or female. Get with it. TTAP is terrific. I recommend it highly. Teresa, thank you for being my guest today.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be on your show. I realize there's so many fitness programs on there. I like to keep it real, and I like to have that motivation, and you're so motivational because I've listened to you before. So thank you so much for having me on your show,
too. Teresa, I look forward maybe to having you again. You take care, my dear, and much success to you, as I know you have, and it'll just increase from here.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, Teresa.
Happy New Year to you and everyone out there.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thibault. We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. 877-8765-227 or 888-815-9756 is the call-in number. We will be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Well, I hope that if you're wanting to get into shape, that you will go to Teresa's website. I'm very sincere about this because I can tell you from personal experience of just a very short period, I'm excited about putting this to the test. And as I go along with this, I'll keep you informed. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 are the two telephone numbers, toll-free, you can call into if you'd like to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Now, this is what I'd like for you to be aware of. When you call in, all I need is your first name or your initial. After that, you're welcome to ask me anything that you like. And I'm an information resource, so it's my joy, my delight to be able to share my talents with you. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, my goodness, before we know it, we're going to be into a brand new year. We've got a dynamic lineup for the month of January. That'll be going up on the BBS.com program listings for the Donna Sebo Show. Also, I'll be having it in my upcoming newsletter. So if you would like to get a free newsletter every month, you have two choices. You can have me send it to you, and all you need to do is let me know. Just send an email to Donna at DonnaAtDelphiInternational.com. That's DonnaAtDelphiInternational.com. Or you can go to my website and go directly to the newsletter portion. When you go to the home page, you'll see that button on the left side of your screen. Go in there, and you can have access to my latest newsletter and archives of those that have been done before. I've had some inquiries about past newsletters, people saying, I want to share this with a friend. Just go right into my website. My webmaster puts those in the archives, and you can take as many of them as you want out, anything that particularly is of interest to you. Also, if you wanted to get in touch with me regarding appearances or anything else, call my 800 number, 800-872-8852, and leave me a message, and that will be just the best way to go. We've got a caller on the line waiting, first name or initial. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago, one of my favorite cities. What's your first name or initial, sir?
It's Jeff.
All right, Jeff. The first thing that is coming into my mind is try to remember, don't bite off more than you can chew. Now, that may sound a little bit outlandish. You're an individual that has high ideals, high aspirations. You've had some disillusionments in the past couple of years, and I look at this, and I really think those disillusionments are good. Now, that may not be something that you want to hear, but I think it's been very good because what it's done, it's sort of grounded you. It's caused you to sort of back up. But what's happened is that you have come to a stop, you've backed up, and you need to sort of get some oomph in your own personal motivation so that you won't drop the ideal. You'll know how to reframe it so that it is going to be something that's going to fit you. And I think that the year 2008 is a year of redesign. Redesign. And the reason I say it is that you are going to be taking past experiences, past knowledge. You are going to learn how, and you're going to decide, as well as learn. You're going to decide how you want to repackage what you know, so that then it can be applied into an entirely different venue. That is very, very important. 2008 has a big learning curve in it. This is not a negative. It is not bad. It merely means you need to be consciously present with your planning. You need to be consciously aware of the objective, and keep that objective in front of you. Don't try to force it, but keep it in front of you. But you are reconfiguring things in your thinking, in your application, and in your follow-through. All of this is extremely positive. So I want you to be aware of that, and as you're going into this new year, take time, maybe give yourself a week each month. It's going to sound like a lot of time, but program it out. And during that week, you will make sure you give yourself so many hours to either put your information or your ideas in front of people that have skill and expertise whose feedback will really serve you well, and then take their information they give you and configure it into the right form for yourself. You are learning how to think differently. You are learning how to view life from a different perspective, and this doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be difficult. You don't have to go through privation. It is more paying attention, being attuned, being alert, and that makes all the difference in the world. Your life is changing, my friend. It is changing. It is changing big time. And there's a part of you that's the little boy that says, I don't know that I'm ready for it. You're going to be sort of scared. You don't need to be scared. Part of the journey is learning how to step away from the childlike part of yourself that's fearful and going into the mature part of yourself that is perfectly capable of handling the change. It's quite fascinating, and it's just a process we go through as we go into entirely new levels in our lives. What would you like to ask me about today?
Wow, well, that was pretty cool. But Thank you for that. I had some bad news this morning, Donna. My mother passed away at 84, and I know you have a special ability, and I just wanted to ask, is she okay?
Oh, your mother is joyous. Your mother is so full of joy. I'm getting with your mom before she passed, and you knew this was coming for a year.
What?
You knew this down deep, that your mother wasn't going to be with you very much longer. You knew this a year ago.
Yeah.
So I think that you've got a mixture of emotions. One is that of relief, and two is, gee, I'm going to miss her. But your mother was going through a very odd patterning of discomfort. And what I'm looking at, it's like in the lower bowel, in the intestinal tract area of the body, there was a great deal of discomfort. She couldn't enjoy food. So the body itself seemed to be closing down. And I'm not sure exactly what triggered it, but she had problems 5 years ago. And it just is as if the old chassis was beginning to fall apart for all intents and purposes. I mean, look at our automobiles. You'll have pistons, you'll have seals, you'll have valves. We have to replace them. And or eventually, the vehicle itself, it's just not going to work anymore. It's sort of going to get rusted out. Well, that is the kind of description that I'll use with your mother. Now, fortunately, she didn't suffer, in my view, as I'm looking at it, very much with this. But it would come in spasms, and it would sort of ripple. I feel like I'm getting this rippling sensation that starts down below the navel and then comes up into the chest, actually about 2 or 3 inches above the top of the breast area. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking that as I'm watching this happening and sensing it in my own body, I am looking at her, and I'm seeing her saying to herself, you know, if I'll just relax, it'll sort of go away. And it would. Mm-hmm. She would just relax, and it would go away. But I think she knew that her chassis wasn't going to last very long.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, when you mentioned her, I just got this wonderful, wonderful brightness of color and of joy with her. Just total, total joy. And she is going to be very close to you during this year of transformation that you're going through. And you'll feel her many, many times around you. There will be a warmth around the shoulders. She loved to give hugs. She had an unusual hug that she'd give you sometimes. It was like a special signal. It was something she did when you were real small. And even as an adult, every once in a while, she tried to sneak one in. And it was just a special signal between the two of you. Now, I'm seeing total joy with her. And but for some reason, she's deciding to stay close to the family. And it's not just you. It's as if she wants to keep an eye on things. But she was ready. She was really ready to pass over. This was not a difficult thing for her to do at all.
She had lost a short-term memory, and she was on oxygen for a number of years. And jokingly, she said, you know, put me away when I was home at Thanksgiving. I mean, putting her to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very much ready. My father died. He died 22 years ago. And so when you said the word joyous, that made me feel really good.
Oh, she is so full of joy. She's so full of joy. She, you know, your mother never, ever was afraid of dying. Never, ever. Her challenge was living. And she said many, many times, it was just like, I'm so tired. I am just tired.
Yeah.
Your mother, though, had this joyousness inside of herself. It was as if she had, I'll call it the God connection, and she'd just say, okay, I got this far. I guess I can go a little bit further. She'd have conversations with God all the time. That's what I'm getting anyway.
Hmm.
She was a woman of very, very deep faith.
Yes.
She wasn't excited about religion, but she had a very, very deep faith.
Yes, that's wonderful. That's really nice to hear. We're going to be driving down there starting tomorrow. Take the family back home.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I want you to know joy. I want you to be aware said she's very close to the family for a while because she feels that's what she needs to do. There's some things that she's watching evolving that she feels she needs to put her 50 cents worth in. And I just think she's a delight.
Yeah,
just a delight. Jeff, I'm going to have to go, my friend.
Thank you very much, Donna. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jeff. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. Don't you go away. More good things to share.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. We've got a caller waiting. Quickly, I'm going to give out the phone number in case you want to call too, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, that's for Canadians, also 530-876-3222. Before I go to my next caller, I want to be sure and let you know, on Monday, New Year's Eve day, we have a fabulous guest. We are going to be talking about health and wellness, alternative forms of medicine, and this is marvelous. Alan Smith is going to be my guest. We're going to be discussing Unbreak Your Health. This is absolutely awesome. It is one of the few pieces of material that I have received that is in like an encyclopedia of resources. So if you have any health challenges, if you're wanting to know what options you may have, Alan has put it into a book form, resources that are available to you. I am excited. I want you to be with me and tell your friends on Monday because it is great. And on New Year's Day, then it's going to be the best of Donna. We've got a repeat of one of my programs, so just be aware of that. On New Year's Day, I will not be on live. I'm going to be with family and friends. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. It's Deborah in Kay and Bonita Springs. I actually spoke with you last night.
Oh.
And I couldn't hear what you even said, most of it. And the last part, when you asked me my question, I told you that I had had my parent mother pass last year, father pass this year. I've had a girlfriend pass. I had an associate commit suicide. I've got a best friend dying of cancer. I've had a lot of stuff, lots of stuff,
uh-huh.
And very active in the spirit realm. And
yes,
so
I remember you telling me that. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I'm calling you from my cell this time because I wanted to be able to hear you.
Well,
and
are you able to hear me clearly now?
I can hear you now. I'm so excited.
Now, Deborah, one of the things I believe, and it flashes back into my head from yesterday because I had encouraged you to call me back.
Yes,
as much
yes.
as you have mediumship ability. And mediumship means that you are able, through any and all of your sensory systems, including
yes.
visual, are able
yes.
to see and know when spirit is around.
Oh, definitely.
And I think it is so important for you to know that there is what I call support for you. And I'm just so pleased and delighted that you're open to talking with me about this.
Oh,
because
yes.
it enables us to share with our listeners the fact that this is something that so many people have experiences with, and when you don't have anybody to talk to about it, you
no.
can sometimes become angry, frustrated, fearful, confused, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to have a sense of joy with the talents that you have and understand that your empathy in working with other people, not sympathy, but
right.
empathy is going to enable you not just to empower yourself, but also to empower them. And this
Absolutely.
Is, I can tell you from my own professional experience and personal experience, it is so wonderfully empowering, and yet at the same time it's frustrating because it's not the magic bullet. There isn't a magic bullet.
Right.
I hope I don't pop people's balloons, but if I do, hey, that's the way it goes. This
yep.
is a tool, this is a talent, and like anything else, it has to be honed. What is your greatest challenge for yourself in dealing with this? Because here you've had all of these deaths, and believe me, I had a conversation just in the last 2 days with someone that they had 9 people in their life that passed away, and it was animals, friends, family. He said, this has been very difficult. So I'm hearing you say this, and I'm going, Lord, good grief, I have 2 people in 2 days going
well,
through the same thing.
I've always been, I've always been careful in terming it. I don't like the labels, number one. And I've always been this way my whole life. I was very sensitive to the spirit realm. I heard the voice of God audibly when I was 9 years old the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been very sensitive to, I'm a sensitive in a sense, and I don't even like saying that out loud.
Well, you should. When you say it out loud, one of the things, Deborah, and we've only got a couple of minutes here, that's why I'm sort of pushing along.
Okay.
I want you to not be afraid to verbalize this. You're not in any kind of a negative environment when you're talking with me because I'm going to be supportive of what you say. That you're sensitive, you need to be. You cannot do and experience what you are without having that super sensitivity, that you are a conductor.
Yeah.
You're like
yeah.
a radio, a television. You
oh.
are
oh.
like those tuning forks. That's even a better
oh.
illustration.
And it's very uncomfortable. I mean, I have been at such a level of sensitivity, Donna, for so many years that if I'm around someone that has a headache, I'll get a headache. I can feel I'm a no tools. You know, I don't need the cards. I don't need anything. I mean,
right.
it's,
and I understand that. Now, I'm cutting
yeah.
you off for a reason because we've got a constraint of time. So I'm trying to get as much across to you as I can. One of
okay.
the things that you need to develop is a capacity for detachment.
Yes, I've been developing it.
And that is what you need to put your focus on. Now, it's the type of detachment that enables you to have your sensitivity, but you
yes.
don't become a garbage dump.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that takes a discipline. And a good visualization is to look at maybe an egg shaped or a balloon shape, whatever is going to work for you. Your own higher self will direct you. but mm-hmm. like a little cocoon of some kind. I'm using all kinds of words around you and around the other person. But yet
yes.
it's transparent, and yet
mm-hmm.
you are insulated. I was just reviewing some material by a healer, a physician, that had problems just like you've got, but
mm-hmm.
on a different level. And
mm-hmm.
he had to learn how to detach. Otherwise, he was so exhausted after meeting
oh.
with just a few people, he could barely function.
Oh, I have. I've been ill from it.
No, you don't need to do that. That's not a requirement. You know what, Deborah? We may have to chat about this on another time because I am out of time, hon.
Oh?
It goes by so fast.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you need to call in earlier, though. You need to call in
okay.
like at 5:30 East Coast time. Because otherwise,
okay.
when you call a few minutes before, there's not enough time.
5:30 East Coast. Okay.
All
okay.
right.
Thank you, Donna. Bless you. Bless you so much.
Well, thank you, dear. And you have a wonderful New Year's.
I will, and you too. I look forward to talking to you again.
Bye-bye.
Thank
this
you, sweetheart.
This is Donna Sebo. We are out of time. I know you've got a fabulous weekend ahead of you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Be fit. Be happy. Realize life is your oyster, but you're the one that has to catch it. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back with you on Monday and talking health. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.